Fiona Allen is assistant to the chief of the Lake Valley Fire District. As a second-generation Tahoean and lifelong participant in the Tahoe community, Allen has been on the front lines at some important junctures in Tahoe life, including the Angora Fire. As a founder and the director of the Tahoe Fire Academy at Lake Tahoe Community College, Allen is a leader in teaching and guiding a new generation of fire professionals.
Welcome, Leona Allen, to this Tahoe Project interview.
Thank you very much.
So you've lived in this community, South Lake Tahoe, for most of your life.
All of my life except for the years I went to college.
Okay. Yeah. So you've been here for a long time. And were your parents also most of their lives in South Lake Tahoe?
My father all of his life. My mother came up here in her 30s to teach school.
Okay.
So, for a long time.
So your father, when was he born?
He was born in 1916, and I believe his first venture to Tahoe was as a toddler.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Wow, interesting. So you've lived in this community your entire life, as you said, with the exception of when you went off to college. And now, what do you do?
I work for Lake Valley Fire Protection District, and I'm basically the assistant to the chief.
Okay. And how long have you worked for Lake Valley?
This is my fifth year with Lake Valley, very happily so. And then on the other side, I have a part-time contract job with the college to run the Fire Academy.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
So I know you as a neighbor. You moved here actually just after the Angora Fire.
Yes.
When you, very sadly, lost a home and a neighborhood. And so I want to talk to you a little bit today both from the vantage point of someone who's personally been through that and from the vantage point of a professional who works with fire and works with emergency preparedness about resilience, both the whole frame of resilience, everything from emotional resilience to very tactical resilience at a communal and a personal level. So on that note, you work with the Fire Academy.
Mm-hmm.
And What gave you that idea, or where did it start in the community?
It was actually an idea many, many years ago with the fire chiefs from Tahoe Douglas Fire, Lake Valley Fire, and South Lake Tahoe Fire. And they all wanted to stop the habit of sending our kids off the hill to a different school when we have the talent right here to teach them. We just didn't have the coordination and the organization and the backing of the state fire marshal's office. So when they started talking about it to the point where we need this, it's not something we want anymore, we need this, we're tired of sending off these talented kids, they hired me because I had been involved in coordinating the police academy up here. So I had some skills with some of the state organizations and how you create all of that. And my prior life, I had been a wildland firefighter for the Forest Service. So it just kind of, you know, it fit. And so we started on this venture. I had a couple of firefighters from each agency, and we met probably two or three times a week for about 2 years to get this project ongoing. It was crazy. But now we are coveted as one of the best fire academies in the state. We have been cited for our best management practices because we think outside the box. We do things like we do things in Tahoe, not like we in the Bay Area or Redding or whatever. And so it's really exciting to be a part of all of that.
So it's been 6 years.
This is our sixth graduating class.
Yes. Sixth graduating class. And 2 years before that, you were working on this.
Yes.
So you were already working on the Fire Academy idea when the Angora Fire happened.
Yes. In fact, our first class graduated the day before the Angora Fire. And on the day of the Angora Fire, every single cadet, all 20 of them, were calling me saying, what can I do? Where can I go? How can I help? And they were. They were carrying water or helping out with the incident command center or cleaning bathrooms, whatever they could do, you know, to assist the firefighters.
Wow.
Yeah.
Talk about just creating a mechanism in the community for emergency response, for knowing, understanding, anticipating, in this case, fire, but also I think anticipating or seeing a real need, not only that we had this expertise, as you referred to, but we have a need in the community for that expertise, for that knowledge about fire. And I know I've encountered several of your graduates in the last 6 years, and always with great pleasure. How What happens after they graduate? Do they stay here, go throughout the state?
Boy, it's all over the map. And one of my jobs as coordinator is to make sure I keep track of them so I know kind of where they're going. We are unique in that we provide them their wildland portion of the academy as part of the national certification, not the CAL FIRE or state certification. That enables them to get hired any place they want in the United States as a BLM or Forest Service firefighter. Mm-hmm. Versus if you have CAL FIRE, you can work for CAL FIRE, but that's it. That's all you can do. It doesn't certify you for anything else. So we decided to do that. And in doing so, our Forest Service compatriots have become intrinsic members of our academy. And in fact, they go beyond teaching just the wildland. They're teaching leadership skills and some of the stuff that they're not going to get anywhere else outside of our academy. So that enables them to get jobs outside of municipal fire agencies. And a lot of my kids look at the Wildland Fire Service and say, you know something? I don't want to go to paramedic school. I don't want to be a structure firefighter. This is what I want to do. And as you know, we have the Colorado fires ongoing right now. And I have 8 of my graduates on the fires right now. Wow. In green engines. Which is a matter of pride for me because, you know, they're there. They're doing what we trained them to do. They're excited about it and they're working hard. And in fact, if you look in the newspaper in the Sacramento Bee, it's one of my cadets shaking the hand with President Obama. So that was kind of fun.
That's
so
great.
We're unique here in Tahoe Basin. So we wanted to make our fire academy unique and train them as if they were going to work right here. The other portion of that, which is a really interesting thing that we've discovered as we've gone through this journey, is that we have firefighters who had no idea how good a teacher they would be. Hmm. And they have become educators, and they've loved it. They absolutely love it. So now I have all these great instructors that are part of the academy that, you know, realize that, oh, I want to pass on this knowledge that I have. This is a lot of fun to me. So that's been an added benefit to the program.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So on the subject of the Colorado fires, actually, I was participant to a really interesting phone survey just last week, and it was initiated by the University of Colorado, and it had to do with this idea of emotional resilience after a fire. And I know that you personally must have had to go through your own journey of losing your house, losing your neighborhood. Your neighborhood was one that was completely flattened. I'm wondering how simultaneously being a teacher in the fire academy and going through that personal journey of how do I rebuild my life informed each other, if at all.
Absolutely. I think that teaching, and the only thing I'm really able to teach is the wildland fire because that's where I came from. The rest of everything I do is just coordination and paperwork. But I think that teaching is therapeutic for me. And so if I can pass on the knowledge, when I take the cadets into the burn area and I show them fire behavior and what happened up there when this fire was raging across the ridge, and I show them where the helicopter drops came in and where we stationed all these fire engines and these wildland firefighters, it gives me a sense of, I don't know, help. Or if my ability to educate is going to help these kids survive their own catastrophes, their own fire, then great. More importantly, though, the one thing I do teach at the academy is critical incident stress management. And in the fire service, we use this constantly. If we go on a really bad call, let's say a baby not breathing, or something where somebody's been run over and it's really gnarly, it's ugly, and it's hard for you, we debrief that incident. And if something like the Angora fire happens where we've all lost homes and we lost critters and we had some heart-wrenching things happen, then we do a very serious critical incident stress debriefing where we're helping each other heal. We're starting on that healing path. And I teach that in the academy, and I take myself and I throw myself under the bus and I say, here's what happened to me. And not just the fire, but several things throughout my life. Here's what happened to me, and here's what I took this critical incident stress management, I used it, and I'm healthy because of it. So yeah, teaching and healing are huge connection, just mm-hmm. huge. They're holding hands constantly for me.
This is the end of part one of the Tahoe Project interview with Leona Allen. Listen to part two, in which Allen talks about how she and her family prepare for emergencies.